to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Seconds and hold on, I'm going to record. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am your commentator for today. And this is the place to hear about those people that love what they do in their life, love, and business. The 15 minutes of exciting love and business and relationship, whatever there is. And today we have Anna Dewar, who has a boutique, and it is called Divine, which is a great word. And we know we all want to be divine, male or female. So I'm going to have her share all that she has about the business. So, Anna, take it away. Anna, are you there? Hello? Anna seems to be having a little bit of problem with her internet because of
the
area.
Yes, it's going in and out.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead. Take it away, Anna.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anna Dewar, and I am the owner of Divine Touch Beauty Supply Store. It is online, and basically, it's like your regular beauty supply store where you can go and order hair products, styling tools, barber tools, anything that you can imagine that's in a regular beauty supply store.
Okay.
We have that online, and we provide shipping. Their wholesale prices as well. We do have a small selection of wigs and bundles and all of those lovely things.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently got started in this business in May. So it's around, you know, the time of this pandemic. But it's pretty easy to get into. Anyone can actually open up a store, and the first 60 days are free. And, you know, you get to meet new people because they have a group on Facebook.
Okay.
Where, you know, you can communicate and learn from other people who are doing the same thing. And the people there are great. I mean, they give you information. You can ask questions, opinions, and they're honest. So if they, you know, think you need help with something, they'll definitely help you out. And at the time I started, I was really, you know, nervous about it.
Right.
But my sister, I call her my sister, she's the one that sent me the information about it. And, you know, she stayed on top of me as far as, listen, I know you're nervous, but just do it.
Right.
You're good at it. This is what you can do. And, like, she just pushed me in a different way.
Okay.
And even now that, like, you know, I'm not a millionaire yet. I say yet because it can happen. And I know that it can happen.
Absolutely.
It's just I have to put in the work, and I have to stay focused on what it is that I want to provide for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want like, although I'm a, you know, a Black-owned beauty supply store, I do know that beauty comes in so many different ways. And I want people to know that, you know, you can do so many different things. Mm-hmm. And especially in these times where it's so dark and dreary and everyone is in a down mood, doing your hair and fixing up, you know, having long hair, short hair, curly hair, mm-hmm. straight hair, whatever you have, doing it and feeling good about it is absolutely awesome. And it makes you feel good too.
Absolutely. And we know how it feels to be feel good, because you feel good on the outside, you feel good on the inside. So I know what I hear you saying is that you love the business and you want more partners in this business. And this is a ethnic hair supply store where you can, where barbers can buy their items, and even personal, you know, personal individuals can buy their items as well. And is there a way, or is there a way that we can kind of reach out to you? Where are you found? How can we find you?
Yes, on Facebook, I have a Facebook business page. It is called Divine Touch, D-V-I-N-E, Touch, okay. on Facebook. And okay. on Instagram, it's DivineTouch_7.
Great. And how, why did you get into this type of business? You said you did it during the pandemic, but why did you initially start, like, doing this? How, why did you start doing this?
Because I still remember those days, like, going into the beauty supply store and mm-hmm. looking around and asking questions to people that were helpful, but didn't really understand where I was coming from, what I was looking for. So if you didn't know exactly what you wanted,
right,
when you went in there, they have no idea how to help you.
Yeah, I can attest to those days. I can definitely attest.
I'm one of those girls that, like, I love wigs.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I love playing around with them and trying new colors and trying things. Mm-hmm. But it's like you go in there and there's no one that looks like you.
Right.
That can say to you, all right, well, maybe you should try this color would fit right. you. They're just like, okay, try anything. It'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as I make a sale. But you don't want to make a sale. You want to make people happy. And that's the best thing about what you do, is you want to make them happy. And you want to be truthful to them. That's what I'm hearing you saying.
Yes.
You want to be really truthful. So if I grab something that's red and you say, oh, you would tell me right away, oh, no, that's not a really good color, but I know a good color that would really go well. Is that what you're saying? Are you there? Anna, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still kind of trying to figure out this signal thing.
Yeah, technology is good for us, and it sometimes it's bad to us. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I think I kind of got it back.
Good. So but you yeah, love I what just, you do. It, absolutely.
Yes,
right?
And I love, like, the older styles and showing people, because on my Facebook page,
right,
I do like to show people that, you know, you can try different things. You can try new colors.
Okay.
You can try different hairstyles, and I try to represent what it is that I like
mm-hmm.
and how it is that I feel about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on my website,
right,
you'll see that, you know, I use a lot of bright colors.
Okay.
Because I like bright colors. And recently, you know, I've been using products on myself.
Okay.
Just so I can talk about it more.
That's great. That's really great.
And I'm stepping outside of my comfort.
Right.
A few weeks ago, I did a video of me washing my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't the best video.
Right.
But I tried it. Mm-hmm. Maybe the next one I'll get better and better and feel more comfortable in
absolutely.
Doing it.
Absolutely. I agree.
But I had do to
it.
Try.
That's right. Just do it. That's right. Do it and it, and you just get better and better. That's exactly right.
Yes. And we have kids products as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And a lot of the kids products have the smell that kids love. So it's not a struggle to get them to wash their hair.
Okay.
Because most children, especially the smaller ones, mm-hmm. do not want to be wet that long.
Yeah.
And the process, I still remember as a kid, you know, having to get my hair combed out and screaming and crying as if something, you know, damaging was happening.
Yeah, and nothing was going on.
That's how they are.
Yeah.
And a lot of these products now are catering more to that. They're detanglers, tamers, conditioners that are softening the curls on the kids' hair.
Okay.
Because what, you know, we see is knots, they're actually curls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we haven't been taught how to treat them properly.
Right.
And now we're in the process of learning how to take care of them.
Right.
So this way it's not such a struggle.
Right. And that's
so
exactly
I've learned
right.
a lot of new things and I'm looking forward to learning more.
Great.
And learning more from other people because there are so many people in this business
mm-hmm.
and there's room for so many other people.
Yeah, always.
And everyone is, it's surprising because I never realized that strangers are so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess they're not close to you so they don't, you know, worry about hurting your feelings. So they just give
good.
You their honest opinion,
yes.
which is good.
Yeah. But you want somebody to give you an honest opinion. You want an honest opinion always. You know.
Yes, because with family members, they'll tell you everything is great, but, you know, that's just because they love you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you talked about, before we were recording, you talked about natural products. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
We have a lot of natural hair care products with the sense that will wake up not only your mood, but your scalp as well.
Okay.
So a lot of these products come with peppermint oil, castor oil, certain things that smell, especially with peppermint oil, it's an invigorating scent.
Right. Yeah, I love that
so
smell.
So when
yeah.
you, yes, when you use that, it does wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it does wake up your hair follicles. They're awesome. Good. And a lot of the products, like, we have Aunt Jackie.
Oh, nice.
Yes, as I am.
Mm-hmm.
We have Carol's Daughter as well.
Okay.
Which is good. And the Shea Moisture products that we have are awesome.
Great.
I am now using Kaleidoscope.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically to help stimulate hair growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's amazing.
Great. I know that when I started, first started my journey from processed hair to, you know, starting down to the number one, I struggled with learning how, you know, different products and what have you. And if I didn't know someone that kind of had natural products to help me go along the way, I probably would have been lost as well. And it's so important to have someone that knows that, you know, the difference in hair, ethnic hair, the difference in the curl versus, you know, kinky or knots versus curls. You know, it's very important to know that and to actually love yourself, love your hair, love everything about it. And that's an important thing that Divine shows you as what she is speaking about right now.
Yes, because I love that, you know, a lot of, I like kinky hair.
Yeah.
That's just what I like. I don't have it.
Right.
But my children do. And also, like, most of my family members have that thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Right.
And it's just now that we're learning that it's okay to have that.
Yes.
It's okay to express that. And you know, braids are awesome,
right.
And they look good.
Right.
And we have all lock hair,
mm-hmm.
for those that do carry locks.
Okay, it's nice.
We all call them dreadlocks.
Right.
But actually, they're locks.
They're locks, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of treatment for those, because a lot of times what happens is the longer the locks get, mm-hmm. the harder it is for it to hold on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff on the site that helps treat your hair from the root. Mm-hmm. So this way you don't have so much of the breakage that does happen with right. having locks.
Okay. All right. So tell us again, before we leave, where we can find you. Can we find you on Facebook?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Divine Touch. Also, you can just type in Divine Touch on Google.
Yes.
And you'll see that it comes up as Beauty Supply Store.
And what about Instagram? Where are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am. Okay. On Instagram is DivineTouch_7.
So you've heard it from her, Anna DeWar. She has a beautiful store, Divine. I don't want to say the wrong ending. It's Divine
Touch.
Touch. See, that's even better. Divine Touch. So it's totally spiritual and everything else. So I love the idea. I love that you love what you do, and I'm looking forward you to grow. And this is Edna J. White signing off, and Anna DeWar saying see you next time.
Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.